Well, the State Capitol building right behind me was dedicated on this site in Lansing in 1879 after state government had earlier been located across the street in a wooden structure. And earlier before that, had been in Detroit. It was designed by architect Elijah Myers, who designed similar capitals in Texas and Colorado. Elijah got around. The Lansing Landmark does more than house the State House and Senate. It's also a magnet for school groups, protesters, and those who admire fine old buildings. We're going to talk next about the history of the State Capitol building and the organization that manages the building and the grounds here. John Truscott served as press secretary to then-Governor John Engler, a partner in the Lansing public relations firm today, Truscott Rossman. He is a vice chair of the Michigan Capitol Commission. Welcome back, John.
Mark, great to be here.
And we also have with us, always a pleasant to check in with, Valerie Marvin, State Capitol historian. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
To start, let's talk about the Capitol Commission. John, you're a vice chairman of that. What does the commission do? What's its key role?
Well, the commission was created almost about 2 years ago now by the legislature. There used to be another body made up of, frankly, legislators from each House and Senate that kind of governed the building, looked over restoration, repairs, what we needed to do, the grounds, these beautiful grounds out in front of the Capitol. But over time, with term limits, you just kind of lost the impact, the love for the building, because people were busy with other things. And the legislature and the governor decided, we're going to turn it over to a new body that will look after this building, preserve it, keep it the way it should be. And the governor and the legislature each have appointments to that body.
Valerie Marvin is State Capitol historian. You work for the commission, isn't that right?
I do, yes.
Tell us a little more about your duty.
My job is to chronicle the history of the Capitol as it's being made every day, as well as to research the history of the building and its grounds. It's a fascinating job.
The restoration of the grounds was completed not that long ago. We want to talk about some of the elements of that restoration. Tell us about the new two lampposts on the grounds here. They're pretty dramatic.
There are two beautiful lampposts that were recently installed right near the intersection of Michigan and Capitol Avenues. They're actually based on lampposts that were first put in 1878 before the building opened, that were cast by the S.J. Creswell Company, which is the same company that made the dome, actually. The posts were out in front until the 1920s. They were modified when electricity came to the building, but eventually they were removed, and it was always on our wish list to be able to replicate those original posts. And the commission was able to make that dream a reality this past year.
There are also new bollards standing in front of the Capitol, and nothing gets people worked up more than new bollards. It begs the question, John, what the heck are bollards?
Bollards are the posts. They're anchored posts out in front of the walkways. They're a security device. After 9/11, a lot of the government buildings put in bollards in front, a lot of the federal buildings, and they were really ugly cement cylinder structures that really detracted from the building. I think these are attractive. They fit the spirit of the building and the style, and they provide some security as well.
Now, there are a number of historical markers here on the grounds, but a number of these have been replaced here. The main historical marker was also replaced. It's the third that we've had in that place. How is it different from the others?
Well, first of all, it's in much better condition than the others. Our first marker was put out in the 1950s. That was replaced in the 1970s when the Capitol celebrated its 100th birthday. And over time, being outside constantly in Michigan weather, the marker became very worn. So we decided that the time had come to install a new marker. And we were able to upgrade a bit. This marker includes not only information about this building, but also information and photos of our first and second Capitols as well.
And just, we're standing directly in front of the Capitol steps. Point out to us here. So we're looking straight at Austin Blair East from behind. The historical marker is where?
It is out by the large catalpa tree that is on the front grounds. Again, right by the intersection of Capitol and Michigan Avenues.
Now, there's also a new two-sided plaque at the Capitol bearing the original architectural design. Tell us about that, including its location.
The plaque is actually opposite the historical marker, so it's just on the other side of the main walkway. The commission decided that it was time to honor all of the men and women who have been involved with the construction, restoration, and renewal of this building over centuries. And the marker actually includes the original dome drawing by Elijah Myers. The drawing is still in Lansing. It's held in the Archives of Michigan. And we were able to actually make that available so people could understand exactly what the design looked like and kind of get a chance to climb into Myers' mind for a moment.
John Truscott and Valerie Marvin are our guests here on WKAR's Current State, live at the Capitol on AM 870 and 90.5 WKAR. We're coming up on the 100th anniversary of a really interesting incident at the Capitol building. Harry the Human Fly Gardner scaled the building. What do the two of you know about that?
I was just learning this from Valerie just before we came on. I didn't know this story. It's fascinating.
This is incredible. I know a little bit about it.
Harry Gardner was a stuntman who made his living climbing tall buildings. He probably climbed between 600 and 700 in the United States and Europe combined. And he climbed at least 10 capitals. He came here at least once in September of 1916. He may have returned. We're not 100% sure. But
that's the thing about a guy like that. You never know where he's at or what he's doing, right?
Very true. Although once he appears, everyone notices. We had about 30,000 people turn out on the grounds that day to watch him climb the building. He would wear a solid white suit, white tennis shoes, so he would be visible as he was going up the building. And he would occasionally do little stunts along the way. He would carry a newspaper with him, which he would stop and read at one point in time. He would sometimes pull out a cigarette and smoke that. And people loved it. Although, of course, every move he made elicited responses. People would gasp. People would hold their breath. They would exhale loudly as a crowd when he would make it to a safe point. It was really extraordinary.
I understand he was barefoot, though, when he did this. So he's in a white suit, but he's doing all this extraordinary climbing barefoot?
That depends on the source. Some articles say he climbed barefoot. Some articles say he climbed wearing sneakers. So it's possible he did both at various stages of his career.
We'll point out that we are posting an image of Harry Gardner's derring do on the WKAR website, wkar.org. The cornerstone of the Capitol building was laid on October 2nd, 1873. Now, at the time, the celebration was thought to be the biggest of its kind in Lansing. Can you tell us more about that?
That was a big day for us. It's thought to have actually been the largest event the city had ever hosted up until that point. There were trains that came in from around the state bringing visitors, and people in Lansing really threw open their doors to host all of the visitors. There were local church ladies who had lemonade stands and food stands and so on, and people were encouraged even to consider putting visitors up because there were not enough hotel
rooms. Those were the days, huh?
So it was really a phenomenal event. And, of course, the cornerstone is going to be over on the northeast corner of the building, still visible today.
This past summer, a new guide to the architecture and monuments of the Capitol grounds was published. How is that guide used? Who is that for?
You have that poster right here for tours. Valerie's carrying a copy. If you look through it, you know, a lot of people come here and you see these old monuments out there. You really don't know what they are. This provides the detail, the background, the history of everything on the grounds. And this is such a magnificent building, a treasure for the people of Michigan. And I've worked around or in this building since 1987, and I'm still awestruck every time I walk in it. So I strongly encourage everybody to come, take a tour, walk these beautiful grounds, and look at the monument history and what we have here.
Let's talk about the major project of painting the exterior of the Capitol building. There was scaffolding around the dome for a long time. How long had it been since it had been painted?
About 25 years, the last restoration. Okay. And what we realized getting into it is that they did a beautiful job 25 years ago, but didn't do everything as historically significant as it really needed to be. It qualified for the historic register, but there were some things that were left out just due to cost that we were able to go back and add some ornamental things on the dome, paint it the right way. There's some new techniques that will make it last longer. So hopefully we won't need to touch it up for another 25 years or longer.
There was a plan for a new Capitol Visitor Center here, but that's apparently not to be, undone, I guess, by the controversy over the new Senate office building. That sounds like a lost opportunity. How do you view that?
Well, you know, we have some plans. It's a longer-term project. We ran into budget issues as well. While there's, you know, there's politics involved around here all the time, and there was a road plan that needed to be passed at the same time. So, look, priorities have to take place. We understand that, but we still think for the long-term health of the building, to get visitors kind of off-site in their intake to learn about the building, so there's not as much wear and tear as they go through, as they sit against the walls for lunch and things like that. And it's a safety and security issue as well. It's still on the long-term plan.
We want to thank John Truscott. We want to congratulate him too, as well, because he's tying the knot here in a couple of days. Congratulations,
Saturday.
Saturday's the date. John Truscott served as press secretary to then-Governor John Engler. He is currently a partner in the Lansing Public Relations firm Truscott Rossman, and he is vice chair of the Michigan Capitol Commission, also state capitol historian, always invaluable, Valerie Marvin. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.